Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Arrest warrants go out against Israeli leaders, but gospel ministry to the IDF continues. Then a family in the Philippines rises from poverty thanks to a savvy loan program. We'll explain what we mean in just a few moments. But first, on Thursday, the International Criminal Court issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant for war crimes. The move underscores the international scrutiny on Israel's military, which faces the complexities of fighting a terrorist organization that embeds itself among civilians. In the conflict, the gospel is still going out. Sasson Pakhtar is a youth pastor at Beit Hillel Congregation and a soldier in the Israeli Defense Forces. Pakhtar says his faith has opened surprising opportunities in the IDF.
From day one, people were asking many questions. They saw that I'm kind of different than others, and especially social media. My social media is so open about my life, and they were like, are you a pastor? You're a Jewish guy. How does it work? How can you be a pastor? And I said, yeah, well, I'm a Jew. I believe in Jesus, that he's the Messiah, he's the Christ, and he's the Savior of the world. And from that on, it just developed to many, many different talks.
Pakhtar asks fellow believers to pray for Israeli Christians and gospel opportunities.
We just need more prayers for wisdom and for love. Love, love, and love. This is the biggest thing that I think we need to pray as the love.
Meanwhile, church planters choose refugee camps as their mission field in the worst displacement crisis in the world. That's right, Sudan. More than 11 million people have been displaced in its brutal civil war. A report says more than 24,000 have been killed since April of 2023. The actual number is likely higher. Dane with Unfolding Words says a ministry contact told him,
there are atrocities happening every day in Sudan that are equivalent or worse than the worst atrocities we saw on the October 7th invasion of Israel. So I won't get any more graphic than that.
But God is at work in refugee camps, which are more like towns with tens or even hundreds of thousands of people. We can't name Unfolding Word's partner ministry in Sudan, but they have equipping centers in more than 24 refugee settlements. There, they disciple new believers for compassionate gospel ministry.
When they send these trained people out to plant churches, to do ministry in these refugees areas, they are trained as evangelists, they're trained as pastors, some of them are trained as Bible translators, they are trained in Bible-centered trauma counseling.
Discover how you can partner with Sudanese Bible translators alongside Unfolding Word. We'll connect you at our website.
Pray for those translators. Pray for Unfolding Word. And if God so moves your heart, please tap on that Give Now button.
And for the last 40 years, God has been providing a way out of poverty for families in the Philippines. Tim Landis with Farms International praises God and explains,
the revolving loan program is small, interest-free loans given to people as capital to be able to start businesses. And once that loan is paid off within the program, then it gets revolved into a new loan.
Farms recently received a report from a pastor named Jicky and his wife who have taken out multiple loans.
When it comes down to it, when people are receiving loans, creating a business plan, they are creative in the ways they want to earn a living and alleviate their poverty.
This family chose to invest in a t-shirt printing shop and to renovate a building as a rental property.
They're able to provide a home and shelter for somebody while making income to help themselves, you know, feed their families, clothe themselves, and give back to local missions and local church as well.
Praise God with Farms for at least 7 active loans to people like Jicky in the Philippines. As far as serving with this ministry as the hands and feet of Christ,
Farms needs people to know what we do and to see the impact that it has.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.